ओम शांति एवरीबॉडी ओके बॉडी वाइज एनीबॉडी सिक इन द हॉस्पिटल इज बेंजी बाय आउट और इन हॉस्पिटल इज नॉट हियर नो बेंजी He is out. Achcha. But he was sick from there only. He hasn't fallen sick here. We can't blame Madhuman. Okay. So, Baba has adopted all of us. In bhakti, we just wanted vision of God. We never thought God will come and meet us, talk to us, eat with us, walk with us, play with us. We never imagined. But now, Baba is with us and some of us have experienced Baba, Avyakt Bap Dada being incorporeal with Brahma Baba, with Gulzar Dadi. Unfortunately now, those who have come late, they just meet Avyakt Bap Dada in Avyakt form through videos. But still, there is a feeling, this is my Baba, I belong to him, he belongs to me. So more we develop deep love for Baba, easier for us to receive all treasures from him. So, time is passing by fast and Baba is expecting us to be ready soon. And so our efforts should be intense. And aim should be very clear that I want to become Bap Saman or like Lakshmi Narayan. So clearer our aim and deeper our link with Baba, we will be able to receive all the treasures. So have determination. Pay attention. Keep your chart. Check how far I am soul conscious. Not only that, but apart from that, I need to go on a higher stage of being bodiless. And while sitting in meditation, to have a seed stage to absolve my vikarmas. So, not to allow any slackness or laziness, thinking, oh, I am still new in yarn. But have determination, even if I have come last, I have to go fast and come first. So having that determination, you will be able to reach your stage. Is Tamil people getting translation? Okay. Om Shanti. So Meera Ben and Rajani Ben and Charlie will share. First Charlie.
So good morning everybody. Nice to see everyone. This is actually my last day here. I'm leaving quite early tomorrow. And I've been here quite a long time this time. I think came for all the meetings, the RC meetings, the NC meetings and so on. But I think the flavor that I'm taking away is perhaps a little bit like Didi was just talking about, that for me, I really feel it's important to really become spiritually powerful. You know, sometimes, well, it's essential to become loving and sweet and peaceful. And sometimes I think we do become that, but still too easily affected by things happening around us. And just over the last few days, I've been reading a muli someone sent me on the Karmateet stage. Amazing. You know, one of those really strong mulis. And what Baba is just saying, that really ultimately our destination is not to be influenced in any way by anything. That I remain stable even during health issues. Even Baba saying, if there's a severe sort of relationship difficulty, if that emerges, and even when the karmic accounts of the past emerge, whatever it may be, Baba's saying that really a true yogi is under God's influence and God's power, and not under the influence of everything around. So I think a bit like Didi, you know, the sense, my intuitive sense is that, you know, when I came in Gyan, in 1975, many thought destruction would be 1976. I thought I had 1 year to become Karmateet. I thought, no problem. 44 years later, I'm still going. But, you know, I really get the intuitive sense our world is going to come into upheaval. And we have to step into our own spiritual power. Because when we remain stable, we give support to many souls around us. And I think it's a lot to do with the state of mind. You know, that I sometimes think, you know, who is powerful in my life? Who is powerful? Is it, you know, other people's opinions? Is it situations? Is it karmic accounts? Are these things more powerful, or is my relationship with Baba more powerful? And I think one interesting question, when I was reading this mule, I was thinking that we have to be very like an auditor, a spiritual auditor of ourselves, to really see what fills me with power and what drains me with power. Because sometimes I remember once Baba said, you people, he referred to us as you people, you people sit in a yoga butti, you fill up with power. The yoga butti finishes, you open your mouth and all the power drains out again. And I think we do a lot of subtle karmas that weaken us actually. The karma of our thinking too, that make us weak. And I really feel we have to become such a spiritual auditor to fill with power. Because we are all going to be faced with incredible scenes in the drama. And, there was this drama in New Zealand just a few days ago, and I got a few emails from people who were disturbed, quite disturbed by that situation. I think it's not just for us, but when we remain stable. It was a sort of a massacre in a mosque, but we remain stable, even though these, and I think our stability, our connection with Baba, it's a subtle support. When they see you're not fluctuating, then it gives them a support, because unfortunately we we just see the world is going to really go into so much upheaval. Anyway, yes, I think for me at the moment it's really to remain stable and powerful regardless of the scenes happening around. So, Sister Mira.
Om Shanti. Good morning. This whole 2 months here has been retreat after retreat after retreat. So, but on different levels. Sometimes retreat with equals, retreat with seniors, retreat with juniors. But the highlight was the silence retreat in ORC. So we had 2 silence retreats, one with the double foreigners and one with the seniors who are 35 years and above in Gyan. And physically also they are seniors in knowledge, also 50, 60 years in knowledge, some of them. So it was a very, very powerful atmosphere. And the topic that we had chosen to both retreat was the same, Samapti, final stage. You know, so this Samapti is a completion, the final stage. In if you translate Samapti correctly, the end. That is the meaning, the end. So we had a lot of beautiful, the end, final stage. So we had good input from Bridgemoon by Asha Didi on the topic. And what we did was, it was not a silence retreat, because retreat in silence. So no classes at all. Baba was the resource person. So we had chosen Murli's from 69 until, did a lot of research and chosen Murli's with the topic. And every morning, they will come at 9:30 for checking in. They will get 2 Murli's, sometimes 3 Murli's on the same topic, and they go out. And they are on their own until 1 o'clock. No class. They can sit anywhere, read, write, whatever. And then in the evening, from 4:30, say until 8 o'clock is the bhakti time, but very creative. Sometimes we did outside, and sometimes we did it inside. You know, one particular exercise we did with both the groups was creating the Rosary of Victory, which was really powerful. You know, everybody gets chance to take drishti from everyone. Everybody gets chance to give drishti to everyone. And in total soul consciousness. Just imagine 1.5 hours, all are in total soul consciousness. Nothing, no music, just soul consciousness. After that, some of the very senior ones came and said, I have never experienced such a soul conscious stage continuously for 1 hour. You know? So it was a very powerful experience. So then in the evening we had something very interesting, drills with Avyakt Bab Dada on the theme. That was really powerful. Nobody was conducting meditation. For 1 hour we had chosen certain Baba's drishti and drill. 2 drill, 10 minutes drishti, 2 drill, 10 minutes drishti. And then last day, 1/2 hour was just Baba's hand of blessing. 20 minutes. So everybody really was touched with that experience. And every night we had called Inner Journey. Sister Anna from Lebanon was with us. And she's very good in taking souls into the experience to make people understand soul and body are 2 different things. You know, soul is real. Body is the role. Role is separate from the soul.
And the way she explains and takes us into the experience, even for us, it was really a deep realization. You know, soul has no role. Its role when you come into the body. And so, body is not real, soul is real. So it was a deep experience every night. We called it good night meditation, but it was like an exercise. And one thing Asha Didi mentioned when we had inauguration, some experience of Brahma Baba. You know, she said that when Brahma Baba was, say, in Madhuban, Dadi Gulzar went into the trance and saw Brahma Baba in the avyakt form in the subtle region. And then when Dadi Gulzar came back, she told Brahma Baba, Baba said, you go and ask who he is. So that time there was a lot of gap between this Brahma Baba and that avyakt Brahma. Then Asha Didi said, then when it was about, say, 65, something like that, 1965, when Dadi went into the trance and saw that Brahma Baba has already gone very close to that stage, you know. And then in 1968, again when she went into the trance, this much difference only. And finally she saw no more difference, this Brahma merged. So she was telling us, you know, this is an opportunity for us to invoke our own angelic state and see how far I am. And at the end of the retreat, again check yourself and see how far, how close you have come to that. So it was just a practical going into the depth of knowing where you are. And on the last day, we had Karmati stage, not just the last day, that was the topic. And Asha Didi was sharing, you know, some people think Karmati stage means you leave body and go. To die means to attain Karmati stage, but that's not true. When you reach 100%, yes, but when you are coming closer and closer, like Brahma Baba, Mama, Dadis, they are almost in their Karmati stage, but they are still performing action. So what Asha Didi mentioned was that you are continuing to perform action, but you are not influenced. So she called it, you know, Akarmi stage. In golden age, we will be performing neutral karma, definitely. We don't create any account. But here, in Karmati stage, you are neutral. You know, that means you are not creating, you are not adding, you are just. So when I am in that akarmi stage, I increase, I go beyond the effect of any kind of influence. And of course, one day Brijmohan Bhai also made it very clear what is the difference between bodiless stage. That was the day when we experienced each stage. So bodiless stage, avyakta stage, seed stage, and bindu stage. So I'm not going into the detail now, but it was a very interesting. So next year also we are going to have a silence retreat in March. We have not decided the date, it's up to Asha Didi. And also there will be Hindi sisters retreat too. So it was a very empowering time, you know, in ORC with all the sisters, and everybody appreciated the way the ORC Nivasis really, really, you know, they have back-to-back program. But this is what they said, the ORC Nivasis are so light, so smiling, so happily doing everything, whether you look at the dining area, accommodation, and everyone was treated so well. Everybody's accommodation, everything, transport. So there were no hiccups and things like that. So that also adds into, you know, so our own experience. So it was very nice spending 2 weeks. I was almost there for 2 weeks nearly. But of course we also had our NCCC retreat, which was also a different level of, you know, mix. In both entertainment, knowledge, yoga, that was also good. So we are here for the last season. Baba is coming on the 2nd April after today. That will be after that. We have to watch and see. Many were asking this question to Asha Didi and Brijmohan. What is next? What is? So Brijmohan Bhai says this is God's plan. Wait and see. You know, we don't need to assume anything. So enjoy your stay. Take the maximum benefit. Do whatever you want to do now. Don't leave it for later. Because we never know what is tomorrow. Yeah? Thank you.
Om Shanti. So Meeraben and myself, we both were in this silent retreat. So first I thought it would be total silence, but it was very nice that 10 to 12 we were given murlis, individually sit down, read, study, check what weakness I have and what are realizations and what I can do. But even one murli, 2 hours, really you can go into the depth and feel. You know, these are murlis, I don't think you have read. Anyway, Didi Nirmala has the copy, she can help you, those who want, no? Didi Nirmala is being given as a gift. I think so, we should give.
They have selected special murli for Hindi teachers because they were 35 years old and more. So they were on Karmatit, seed stage, etc.
Yeah.
So I got copy.
But I think
we can send to NCS and they can distribute to everybody.
But it was printed so beautifully. Nice paper, nice design, you know. Everyone wants to get. Those were the feelings. It's not white paper, black ink. It was very nice color. Yeah, royal way. So no one wants to throw. No one wants to give to anyone. It is so nice. And then even one murli, you can read each line and start to feel very deep questions to ask yourself. And that was, to me, was the best as a godly student life. You know, sometimes we get busy in service, not have time 2 hours to sit down and study. That time was the most beautiful time.
We also had dancing, sacred dance.
Sacred dance. And then we had a creative meditation flower. You know, the shape of the chair's position was as a flower. And then each person sit down and conduct meditation, whether someone is senior or junior. And that's why I think they felt, you know, each one is equal, giving drishti. That's what they felt also good. And first day we had all the most senior teachers, like Asha Didi level teachers, they stood up to give everyone drishti, honoring everyone, giving tilak, choli. So the teachers were saying, so far we were giving to our seniors and today seniors are, you know, giving to us. It was so touched. Yeah. By one. That was really touching for, you know, souls. Beautiful experience of just, you know, like Bap Dada, Sakar Baba, they hugged us, you know, and gave spiritual powerful drishti, took us somewhere, different dimension. It was so beautiful experience of Baba's love through drishti exchange. So I think I remembered olden time of Madhuban, when we used to come, Dadi Didis used to give us that kind of experience I had. And the third thing what I like was evening yoga, 3 hours yoga. So, but each hour, not just sit down, as Sister Meera said, there was a drill, and they have selected this Bap Dada topic, concentration. Topic is, I am the resident of Paramdham. And third one is, I have incarnated on this earth. So only Bap Dada's drishti and one line. And then Baba is giving that experience of that kind of consciousness. Very powerful yoga experiences. And then 1 hour total silence. And 1 hour creative meditation. I think when 3 hours goes very easily. Not just in one position sitting, there's something happening. So I think these were the most powerful experiences for me. And one point was that Sudesh Didi gave a class on, this seed stage. You know, the seed is like mango has a seed, you know. So when the mango is not ripe, then they make pickle out of it. And it is stuck, you know, it's attached. But when it becomes soft and gentle and sweet, and then the seed comes out. And people throw the seed. And seed never thinks why I have been thrown out. And when I was so nice, they were using me and now they threw me out. He never had this thought, because the seed knows wherever I am, I will grow again. You know? No rejection feeling. You know, so in our life also, when we get success, we are very sweet, we are talented, we have all kinds of success, and remaining humble and sweet, even they say, okay, you go out now, no problem, I will grow again. That was very touching to us, you know, how we can become detached from the success and also remain humble in Baba's work. Not to get attached. I think that was the reason. So beautiful classes, short, half an hour. So it really touched many people's heart and mind. So I was telling Didi Nirmala, we should also do sometimes here. You know, we should really do. Meeravan, you are thinking not, but we should really do to them. It's such a good experience, Charlie. But you should also come out from this whole service. Yeah, team was good also. Yeah. And blessing ceremony was also good. I mean, we should give also new experience to Baba's children. Yeah, that was my inspiration. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Just in essence, Charlie just asked if I can share about the double foreign program. And I think this season we have been experimenting with retreats, and it sounds like another one is taking birth for next season, which is wonderful. But there's been a lot of good feedback on that. And I think we're looking at two different ways. One is that you immerse yourself in the retreat, so you're fully in the retreat for 2 or 3 days. But also what we did with a silence retreat that just happened was, in the morning, the group would meet and they had a journal and they worked with that, but then they could also join in with the main program. And I think this works well for a lot of people, because sometimes people go, I want to go on the retreat, but they don't want to miss out on the main program. So that was the first time we've done it in that way, and people commented that they really appreciated being able to do both and have the support of the group. I think there's about 120 that finished yesterday. And so they have the support of the group to go into silence. They have a journal to research. But then they can also enter the main program as well. So I think that was something special this season. And together with that, for the first time, we had a retreat for those 30 years and above in Gyan. And that was really appreciated a lot. Patricia coordinated that. So that's sort of the way that we're moving with retreats and refining how to do it. And it's lovely to hear of a new one coming up. And just in brief about the Delhi program, I know Jenti Ben shared in essence, but it was a very special experience in that the first time that I think we've... it's the third time that it's taken place, but I think the first time that there was able to be, just such a beautiful process happening of all the items. And when people sat in the audience, although some were there for all day, but they didn't feel bored. They felt that each item has had its value. And Caroline Ward this time designed the program in a very, very beautiful way. Desert Rose was there. And so it was very special to be involved in that program, and also to have the Vice President of Argentina talk the way she did about politics, that politics are about love, and they're to honor God. And, you know, she even, I think 2 days ago, she met the Vice President of India. And, you know, he also spoke so positively about us, but because she had been part of our program in camp, especially for the Brahma Kumaris program, that also put, I think, a little bit of pressure on him to appreciate us, that she had come all this way from Argentina for a Brahma Kumaris program and was really speaking very highly of them. So that was, yeah, it was a very special event. So Om Shanti.
So Brijmohan Bhai had a meeting after this Delhi program with the Indian sisters, you know, they just came for the bhakti earlier. So he was saying that we should call ORCS, not Om Shanti Retreat Center, Overseas Retreat Center, because more and more double foreigners and Bharatvasis working together, things are happening. So I think it's true.
Europe is in room number 7, training center.
Okay, we always just like to see who's here, and today we have the fortune of having our African brothers and sisters with the Asian family. Actually, the last meeting we had the Russian brothers and sisters with us, which was really lovely. So if all the African brothers and sisters can stand up, and let's give them a big welcome.
Mauritius.
Okay, Mauritius.
Mauritius. Those who are from Mauritius.
Oh.
45 or so.
Do you know who's the seed of service in Mauritius? The other ones? Pardon? Dr. Nirmala.
Okay.
South Africa. Is there anyone here from Kenya? Thank you.
East Africa. Whole East Africa.
Africa. Anyone from East Africa? Oh, we have a few. West Africa? Anyone?
No.
Okay. Anyone else from Africa? Stand up if there's anyone else. Oh, there is. Where are you from? Sorry? Zambia. So welcome everyone, the two from Zambia. So from Asia, can we start with Vietnam? Those from Vietnam?
No, worry. They are in Pandavo.
Oh, here we are. Awesome. They've come out this way. Malaysia. All those from Malaysia want to stand up. Welcome those from Malaysia. Thank you. And from Singapore, there's a group from Singapore here. Thank you. And the Philippines. Thank you. Indonesia. Oh, we have one representative from Philippines.
Indonesian.
Japan. We've got a few from Japan. Yes. Welcome to Japan. And Korea. Is there anyone from Korea here at the moment? Yes. Maria and Peter. China. Anyone
Nobody.
From China?
Nobody.
No one's from China.
Hong Kong?
Hong Kong there is, yes. Hong Kong. It's wonderful our Indonesian representatives from the Philippines and our Hong Kong representatives from Nepal.
Nepal.
From Nepal. Sri Lanka. Quite a few. Always a lot from Sri Lanka. Thailand. I don't think...
No one.
No, no one from New Zealand.
No.
Ah. and Australia. Okay, any other places that I've forgotten? Cambodia, but I don't think anyone is here from Cambodia. Taiwan, no one's here.
They have become Taiwanese, they have become Malaysian. Okay. I think we have to clear the hall before 10:30.
Yusuf and Lynn,
yeah.
And Colin, Yusuf and Lynn and Colin.
They did hear also. They did hear also.
Did you share your experience of Delhi program?
Shanti, I'm much better than in singing and talking, so I'm going to keep it very short. It was a wonderful experience. And so much needed in the world at this critical time, which was in the title, the spiritual response to critical times. And what I gained from that is that the program was actually very beautifully designed because it included the arts. And I've been a proponent of the arts for many, many years as a medium of communication. Because often, sometimes we get a little bit tired of listening to someone, unless it's one of these elevated souls or Brother Preach Mohan Bhai. But other than that, we found that music, sound, has much power. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, in this morning's Murli or a talk this morning, it was from sound to silence. So sound can help you towards the silence, which is the returning of going back home. And this was the essence of most of the talks, is that we have to maybe do a little bit more of that, to go into silence, going to be introspective and work on ourselves. And this is the only way that we can probably make a viable and positive change in our times that we're facing. Otherwise, we will be like yo-yos. Anyone know what a yo-yo is? With the drama that's going around. So, yes, thank you very much. It was an absolutely, and it was an honor for us to be there and to share our music and, you know, our love for Baba.
Does anyone have any questions? Who's here for the first time? Do you want to... All those who've come
first
for the first
time. Raise your hand or stand up. Stand up, okay.
Let's give them a big welcome. Would any of the first timers just like to come and share 1 or 2 minute experience of what your feeling is coming here? We'd love to hear 1 or 2 of you just sharing.
Yeah. Okay. Om Shanti. My name is Payal and I'm from Australia, Melbourne. It was a beautiful experience and it didn't feel like this is my first time. It was like I've always been here. And I think everyone needs to experience this coming here, because there are no words which can express the feeling. You don't want to go back from here. It was that wonderful. Om Shanti.
Anyone else like to share something? Yes, that's lovely. Both come. Both of you can come.
Om Shanti. Pratik from Melbourne, Australia. experience is wonderful, getting more better and better day by day. I think today evening would be the best. Then getting into deep experience of soul consciousness, and as sisters mentioned, looking forward to experience the final stage as well. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti, I'm Michelle and I'm from South Africa. I came to Mababon with no expectations. And what has happened here for me is I've been in Gion for 1 year and everything has just magically resonated. So I do feel I so belong and I'll be back soon. Thank you. Om Shanti. Cape Town.
Om Shanti, I am not a first timer. I am 16 years in the Jhan. I am from Sri Lanka. I just want to tell you a few words about the Avyat stage Brahma Bhava attained. This sister Meera spoke. When Ashaban was sharing that in the class, you should have seen the class, how tense they were. Simply they went into silence as if they are also coming to Avyat stage. That really struck me. I also thought that I must make that experience, I must also follow that experience of Brahma Bhava to attain the stage. It was very fantastic. It always works in me, and the determination is there that I should also make to that stage, that to become aware light. It was very tense. And again, sister said about that dhani, giving drishti to each other. I never thought I will give drishti to my seniors. There were several American seniors in that group. I was also called as one of them to 15 minutes drishti to that group. It was very fantastic. And again, Madhavan, as usual, everything was fine. DD was very kind. She met us several times. Every arrangements have been made. I thank Bab Dada for all the arrangements. And thank you all of you for listening to this experience. Thank you. Om Shanti.